Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just helps her have a lot of clarity when it comes to Bible prophecy, and that she just really sees Bible prophecy in a very practical manner. First of all, I want to ask all these prayers to you, Father. Sorry, in Jesus' name, amen. First of all, I want to say this. You need to be very guarded when it comes to Bible prophecy. There's a lot of traps for Christians today. Okay, Bible prophecy is something that you need to read. A lot of sisters get intimidated by it. You need to read it on a regular, consistent basis and understand how the Holy Spirit works. You need to stay away from things like books and TV shows and movies. Okay, those are all traps. Okay. I've already talked about this before, but he says, freely ye have been given, freely you give. If you're paying for anything, that's already a red flag, okay? If you have to buy this book or buy this or download this to watch it, that's right there, a red flag. You can get your KJV Bible for like a buck at the dollar store, okay? And just read it, and the Holy Spirit is free, and he'll teach it to you. And the way he teaches it to you is in your day-to-day life, your trials, okay? In a very practical and a very real way. And the reason why is because Bible prophecy is, it's going to come down to a day-to-day left, right, yes, no thing, okay? And all of these high and worldly, things with movies and books and, TV shows and all this stuff are a deception. Every time I've seen them, they've been off, okay? And what's going to happen is the church is going to be deceived, and they're going to be believing these interpretations of Bible prophecy. And then when it comes down to things in their day-to-day life, okay, they're going to be confused, and they're going to have the wrong interpretation of Bible prophecy and end up getting deceived, okay, and make the wrong decision. You want to have a lot of clarity and just look at Bible prophecy from a place of, okay, this is my roadmap, okay, and this is my, to prepare me for what I need to do, and this will help me understand why I'm going through certain trials, okay, and how the Lord is preparing me for the days to come, okay. Because what you want to do is just read your Bible, your KJV Bible, every single day, okay? Bible prophecy and all, okay? And let the Holy Spirit testify to you in your trials. Because if you have an open heart and you don't come with a preset mind, okay? And just let him teach you, okay? You'll see that it's being fulfilled certainly right before your eyes, and that you need to know what's coming down the line. This is the book of Peter. It's a light onto our path, okay? You need to know what's coming down the line, okay, so that you can understand why you're going through certain trials today and how he's trying to develop you in a certain way so you can be a wise virgin, okay? So we're going to be, I'm going to just take a moment and briefly, since we're talking about demonic persecution, okay, and artificial intelligence and things like that. I'm going to take a moment briefly to talk in the next couple of podcasts about the fourth kingdom, okay, and how relevant it is in your trials that you're going to be going through also to even today. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen.